We have sweet grass right here too, right?
Oh, you're growing medicine, sacred medicine?
We're not growing it, it's there growing.
Oh, just natural?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, so right where our community garden is, me and Michelle were outside, we're picking beans together, and we're talking, and she looks at me and she's like, can you smell that? And I was like, I don't know, like what? The green beans? And she goes, no, I can smell sweet grass. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And she's like sniffing along. Anyway, she comes, there's a, I don't know, like a ditch, but a swampy area. And anyway, we have a whole whack load of...
Like a small barn show.
Have you picked any of it?
Yes, we have. Yeah. And I know how to identify it now. I never used to be able to before.
I thought it really cool when you told me that you were saying that you found sweetgrass growing naturally on the property here.
Yeah.
Because it's one of our sacred medicines, right?
Yeah, and it's just so funny because, like, other places I've gone, they're like, oh, like, it took a while for me to get, like what Eric was saying, just trying to find seeds and all that. And, like, UMB was an example. They said it took a while just for them to build a garden the size of this table, just circular.
Right.
Right? And then we just had it naturally.
It's also, I think partly for me, because we often will say, and I've often heard our elders say that, is we said, the medicines grow... You know, so we have the four sacred medicines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we, and I think they're pretty commonly recognized in our indigenous populations right across the country, because everywhere I've gone, people have recognized, you know, the importance of tobacco for sure,
mm-hmm.
you know, sweetgrass, sage, and cedar,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, that my elders have often said, you know, those medicines, those sacred medicines, they grow in specific places for very specific reasons.
Yeah.
And they typically are, you know, a sign to us of health and wellness, right? They tell us something about why that, you know, they're there for a particular reason. Right? And so I thought that kind of interesting when you were telling me that here is where you chose, or, mm-hmm. right, for this work and growing your community, growing your people. And the medicine is of sweetgrass is right here.
Yeah, it's right on hand for anyone, you know, who needs healing.
Yeah.
And that's what this place always felt to me. It was like a place of healing for myself, you know, because I struggled with food security growing up. And, like, you know, I'm grateful for my parents because, like, I don't know where I'd be without them, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for education, and I'm grateful for programs implemented like this, because, you know, I honestly don't know where I would have been, you know, like I don't think, like, if I didn't have the support systems like these programs, I wouldn't, you know, be in school, and I wouldn't be where I am today. But I am, and I'm proud of that, and I take all that I learn and I try to, you know, give it to everybody else,
mm-hmm.
and give hope, because
mm-hmm.
really hope is all we can have, like,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and not be afraid of the future, but look forward to it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.